All right, and of course, your song, of course, the champion song about Vinny Paz. We were discussing about that when we got interrupted before, and with the phone thing. So, tell me about the song again.
Well, I was my wife and I were in Puerto Rico on a cruise ship, and you get a newspaper every day, and it said Prince around. So of course we're like, wow, our home, you know. And it was about when Vinny had the car accident, and he broke his neck in the car accident.
Right.
And I came home, and I used to practice in our dining room all the time, set up all my stuff. And my wife had the TV on, and they had the story showing Vinny with the cage on, you know,
yep.
on his neck, and they show him working out. And it just, I saw that, and I was pretty inspired to see him being able to do that after going through all that.
Sure.
The car accident, breaking his neck. So I started to write the song, and Steve Bidessa, who is a great, great player up in Rhode Island, and he produced it, and it was funny because we brought it to, and Vinny was, his comeback fight was against Greg Lally, and he was at the Classic, the Classic restaurant, Jimmy Birchfield.
Yes.
And they had a press conference for the fight, so we show up. All I wanted to do was just give Vinny a copy of the song, just a little money wrote it for him. Well, they happened to have, the ESPN was there, the USA Network was there, because this was his big comeback fight. And they had an audio guy there because it had been video, because they were showing clips of his fights. So I handed it to Jimmy Birchfield. I said, just do me a favor, give this to Vinny. You know, and he goes, oh, I said, I wrote this. So, like, obviously, Jimmy never heard the song. The song could have been terrible. And he went up and he gave it to the guy. And he goes, you know, he says, we'd like to play a song that was written especially for Vinny. You know, Billy Jean wrote the song. He says, if I make you want, they play it. And I was like, wow. And Vinny's sitting there listening to it. I could, all of a sudden, I see him sitting up. I mean, he's really just listening. I was like, he absolutely loved the song.
Wow.
So the song was used on national TV, and USA Network used it. They put it to a video.
Yep.
Of his, for that comeback fight. And a lot of stuff happened with that song. I was pretty lucky with that. That song is also used in Hawaii. Someone had recorded it out in Hawaii. And the Special Olympics use it still to this day for California and Hawaii as their theme song.
Wow. So now people in Alabama is going to hear it today, too, and in Georgia.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yes.
And the other cool thing about that song was Neil Diamond had come in town and gave Vinny, sent him tickets because he was a big Pazienza fan, I guess. And so I told Vinny, well, give Neil Diamond this. And Neil Diamond had heard the song on TV that night. He loved the song.
Really?
And at the time they were going to do a movie on Vinny, which they're trying to do it again this time, but this is, again, maybe like 12, 13 years ago.
Right.
And Neil Diamond wanted to sing it for the movie. So the movie did happen then. He was going to sing it for the movie.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
So have you met...
got a lot of mileage.
Have you met Neil Diamond?
No.
No, but you do a lot
of... Oh, yeah, I do a lot of Neil Diamond stuff. As a matter of fact, I do some, there's a couple of theaters down here. I do some theater shows. I do different voices, you know, Billy Joel and Neil Diamond, Joe Cocker.
Sure.
I do a lot of Neil Diamond.
And, of course, we've got to mention Georges of Galilee, your song, Georges of Galilee. And you wrote this song because you perform there a lot, you know. And tell me about Georges of Galilee.
I was there for 13 years, every Sunday, and I never missed a Sunday in 13 years. We just had so much fun. And that place was... No, I think that's probably the place that really got my name out there.
Yes, it did.
And it was, we used to have, oh God, so much fun. Plus, the Block Island Ferry going by. And
exactly.
One day after, speaking of Neil Diamond, actually, the boat was coming, the Block Island Ferry was coming in, and I had just seen the movie Jazz Singer.
Yes.
And if you remember the beginning of the movie, it's showing all the immigrants coming off the boat, and they started the song Coming to America. So I started playing that, and that became for the last 9 years when I was up there as a tradition. Every time they saw the boat, everyone was screaming, the boat's coming. And plus, we had to play that song.
Exactly.
Everybody was yelling, screaming from the deck of Georgia's out to the boat. And it was really, really cool. And the last day that I played at Georgia's, they had this huge sign made up on the Block Island Ferry saying, I said, we'll miss you, Georgia. It was pretty cool.
That is cool. So where can people find your information?
I have a website. It's BillJolly.com. And on there, there's a link that they can click on, and it's called Indie Free Downloads. And they have about 10 original songs. They can, if they'd like, they can go there and check them out, and they can download them for free.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for Losing Yourself, of course, tonight with me here on Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And, of course, because you're on the Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, you got to do this with me. If we could have a contest, who could say show the longest, all right?
Okay. Love it.
Okay, Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, one, two, three, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Derek Shapiro, one, two, three, show.
Show.
Thank you very much, Billy J. Also,